Listen, my whole name just sucks, all right? It's like I'm totally okay with it. You have to have a good sense of humor about it. It's fine.
Well, you have to just trust your own ability to know what's best for your own kid and not rely on these fake influencers to tell you what to do with your kid.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can we get some common sense all up in here? Apparently, it is not okay for us to not like the name Gretchen.
Mm-hmm. No, you can't do that. You got to like all names all the time. And you have to shield your kids from, you know, people who don't like their names.
Yeah, I didn't realize that this was a thing.
It's a thing.
But, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about a particular governor of Michigan whose name is Gretchen and who is like the Gretcheniest Gretchen that ever Gretched.
And she reminds me of Mommy Dearest, you know, like,
totally.
No wire hangers. She's like, Mommy, she's so, isn't she her?
Yes.
Like, she's just gonna, she's gonna go make a casserole, like a corn casserole, and then she's gonna, like, beat you with wire hangers if you hang them up wrong in the closet. She's that woman.
She's so, you know, that, like, woman in
so
every way.
She's so perfect on the outside, but then you're just terrified of her.
Yeah. And I don't think I liked the name Gretchen before her.
Yeah,
it's just,
you didn't.
She kind of like sealed the deal.
Yeah, for me, Gretchen is like, it's every dachshund on my dad's side of the family has been named Gretchen. And so I just associate the name with dachshunds, like with wiener dogs. So I wouldn't personally name my daughter Gretchen. I don't really have much against it. It's just that, you know, you have certain connotations with names. It's just not a
and
name.
And forevermore, Gretchen, the name Gretchen will be associated in my head instantaneously with Gretchen Whitmer.
So listen, so we talked about it a little bit on our show. We just talked about her because we talk about her a lot lately because she's been a maniacal dictator of a governor. And so we've talked about her. And so with that, we talked about the name and we got a voicemail from a mom who was like, I am not going to listen to you anymore because you are immature.
And you made fun of my daughter's name.
Fun of the name. And my daughter's name is Gretchen and she's beautiful. And she probably is gorgeous.
She's
this girl is probably gorgeous
child.
And brilliant and all the things.
And probably there's lots of Gretchens out there
who
are great.
Who are awesome. We just happen to, you know,
care for the name. That's
all. And then we made fun of, and then we made fun of our own names because my name is pretty awful. My last name is an actual insult. And
that's,
you know,
a tease, though, because if you're not going to say it, it's like a tease to tell people that you have like an insult last name.
My last name, my maiden name is Putz. I mean, it's,
and the way you say it is like the best.
Like, you're a Putz. That's my whole life. People would say to me, do you know what that means? No, I have no idea what that means. It's an actual insult. So if you don't have a good sense of humor about your name, like the whole point is that you should have a sense of humor, period.
And like, you should absolutely make sure that your kids don't get butthurt about somebody not liking their name.
Yeah.
I mean, ridiculous.
Do you remember, like, on the playground? Well, back in the day, on the playground, people would make fun of your kids would make fun of other kids for stupid crap like that. I don't think they're even allowed to do that anymore. Are they allowed to do that?
Well, I'm sure it's all on the sly. And then they get in huge trouble for bullying.
They get expelled for that stuff.
I mean,
they get expelled
for... You can't hurt someone's feelings.
You can't do that anymore.
That's not okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, even parents are shielding their kids from that, you know, because these horrible radio personalities are saying awful things about the name Gretchen.
How dare they?
How dare you?
And listen, I feel like we are in a unique position to have opinions about names because of your former last name and because my first name is actually Miriam.
Yeah.
Which is like a 104-year-old woman.
I would actually say 250.
250-year-old woman.
Your name is awesome. I love
it. So, I mean, literally, the whole conversation was because I just said something about how if I think of the name Gretchen, the image of a Gretchen that pops up is of Gretchen Whitmer's face. If you think of a Miriam, chances are...
You're going to think of an old woman.
You're going to think of an old woman.
You're going to think
this
of...
This is not going to bother me. I know this.
Yeah. You think of like somebody on the Golden Girls.
Exactly.
And it's not her. And then you see her and you're like, your name is Miriam? What the hell?
Which is probably like if I met somebody that looked like you and you were like, my name's Gretchen, I would be like, wow, it just did not take you for a Gretchen.
I really took you for an Amy Jo, which was total hillbilly name, which is what my name is. Listen, my whole name just sucks, all right? It's like I'm totally okay with it. You have to have a good sense of humor about it. It's fine. And that's part of parenting, right? Like, you got to teach your kids. Cool. Just roll with the punches, man. Just roll with the punches. It's fine. Have a sense of humor.
But we've now lost that woman as a listener forevermore over the name Gretchen.
And she also, like, showed her daughter that, you know, you should just block people like that out.
Yeah.
You know, and not have a good sense of humor. Because
and be devastatedly hurt by the fact that two strangers don't like your name.
Yeah, that's
dumb.
That's not okay.
No,
that's just not okay.
That's
like,
not
try to have a sense of humor about it. You know, try to have a sense of humor about everything.
And that would be a really good lesson to have on one of the 12 bajillion lifestyle blogs that are out on the interwebs today.
Yeah, like we were looking yesterday. I think it was yesterday or today. We saw that Meghan Markle, of all people, is she's starting a life. She's restarting.
She's allegedly
restarting her lifestyle site, you know, because now that she's a mom, she is so relatable.
And she's
guys.
No longer official royalty. I mean, she kind of is, but she's
so,
you know, not using the title.
So relatable.
Very relatable. Well, and apparently she used to have a lifestyle blog when she was an actress called The Tig.
Why is it called The Tig?
I don't know, but since we're talking about The Tig and Poosh and Goop, I mean, nothing is weird anymore.
Like, it's like,
right?
So
none of it's weird.
So the tig is Meghan Markle's,
right?
Because I mean,
and I don't know, I don't think it's up yet. I don't think it's been restarted.
Okay, so that's hers. Poosh is Kourtney Kardashian's.
Oh yeah, it's totally up. I'm sorry, my mistake.
Oh my god, she's so relatable. You
and
guys.
Actually she said goodbye on the Tig. There's a letter like right on the cover page that says, to all my Tig friends, after close to 3 beautiful years on this adventure,
I'm going to become a princess and then totally F up the entire royal family. Yoko Ono, move over.
It's time to say goodbye to the Tig. What began as a passion project, my little engine that could.
Oh, yeah. I cannot with her.
Evolved into an amazing community of inspiration, support, fun, and frivolity.
That's frivolity. I cannot.
You're not going to let me get through this.
I can't get through it. I can't. I cannot.
You've made my days brighter and filled this experience with so much joy. I'm going to cry, you guys. Keep finding those Tig moments.
Oh, it's a Tig moment.
Of discovery. Keep laughing and taking risks and keep being the change you wish to see in the world.
You know what I discovered? I discovered that I can take the balls of a prince and rip them right off and shove them in a jar right next to the bed and destroy a whole royal family. That's what I discovered.
It's not over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She continues.
Okay.
Above all, don't ever forget your worth. As I've told you time and time again, you, my sweet friend, you're enough.
You're...
Do you know what word is missing from that? Journey.
Yeah, she didn't have journey in there nearly enough. Journey.
You know how that's like so overused?
Yeah, it's like...
Now you can't be pregnant without having a pregnancy journey.
You have to have a journey.
You can't be engaged without an engagement
and
journey.
And you have to document it. You have to document your journey.
Dumb.
This is my motherhood journey.
Anyway, this is all coming back. The Tig is apparently going to be coming back.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Right,
like,
now, I don't know
times.
What Tig is still. I still don't know what that word means.
What the word Tig means?
But right now, it's covered. So it's got that letter, and then it also has various pictures of her, like with African children and like Larry King.
Hugging Larry King and like being on a beach going,
and having,
oh God.
And having a henna tattoo.
Yeah.
So that's...
It's my journey.
That's my journey.
Okay,
doing.
And then there's Poosh.
Right.
Poosh is like, this is my favorite. Here's me in my nipple tassels.
This is Kourtney Kardashian's
lifestyle
blog.
This is me in my thong underwear and my nipple tassels making gluten-free muffins. Because I'm just like you. Mom, getting ready to shop at Walmart.
She's just like us.
She's just like you.
So let's just look at some of the headlines on these influencer.
Everything is in those stupid Spanx that the Kardashians wear.
Right.
You know, they always wear those, like, what are they, the Yeezy Spanx that they all
know.
Wear?
No, they have a name.
And they're
like,
all, everybody's half naked. It's like,
well, you have to be.
Aren't you half naked at home when making dinner
obviously.
For your family? You're not half naked. Like, Kourt's jumper routine.
And that's the thing. All of these blog posts on Poosh start with Kourt's X, right? Like, so it's Cart's jump rope routine.
It's our jump
and
rope
routine. Cart's recipe for muffins.
The self tanners that make you look your best naked.
You know what? Your inbox and your life the poosh it needs.
I got to tell you, like, my husband doesn't care if I use self tanner. If I'm naked, it's time to go. You know? It's just time to go. Because we have about 5 minutes in the closet because my 10-year-old's in the next room. That's how real moms think. We don't have like 15 nannies, Court.
Yeah, like find me a mom who actually has time to pick out and then wear lingerie.
Yeah.
And when is this happening?
And find me a mom who cares about like the best self-tanner and who actually takes like 45 minutes to apply it.
Okay, but here's what we're not taking into account is that there are moms that do this. That there are moms that go to these sites, that go to Poosh and Goop and Tig, and they're like, I need to get my source of mothering advice from these people.
They do, as evidenced by the fact that, you know, I actually looked up this morning. I looked up, okay, like they're the best, you know, I guess the lifestyle blogs.
Lifestyle blogs.
Like people, moms especially, are looking at these like lifestyle blogs to see
how they should be.
How like moms are living their best mom lives and how they should be, which is a terrible thing to do, right?
Well, they all look so utterly unrealistic.
And they all look the same.
Yeah, like these women all have perfect, long, flowing, beautiful hair.
Yeah, it's all curled exactly the same. And they're
like always standing in fields of flowers.
Yeah.
Where are these fields?
And they have articles, like there's this one where it's like 9 times to take photos of your children.
Because you don't know that just naturally.
They're telling you when
you
to take.
You need to be told.
Yeah, this is my favorite. Like this, they're telling you when to take photos of your children. Like, in the tub.
Who would have ever thought that you should take a photo of a child in the tub?
While they are sleeping.
Oh, great idea.
Mm-hmm. Here's one. Against a wall. Hold on. Wait. With mom.
Oh, okay.
Make sure that you get one. But here's a good one. I don't know if you knew this, Mock, but shoes.
Wait, just their shoes?
Just pictures. Like they have just pictures of their shoes with your shoes.
And of course, this picture is three pairs of Hunter boots.
It's Hunter boots because everybody's got Hunter boots for their kids. Don't you have Hunter boots for your kid? You don't have it? All right. And then they have in the air, throwing your kid in the air. It's a great shot.
I just don't understand why now. Are we this dumb that we need to rely on these lifestyle blogs to tell us how to parent and how to take pictures of our own damn kids?
The answer is yes, we're this dumb.
This is really sad.
But this is what a lot of people are doing, right? I mean, there are so many of these things, so many of these lifestyle blogs and lifestyle people who are telling you what to buy, what to do, how to photograph your kids, how to parent your kids.
And what vibrator to use. That's what you'll find if you go to Goop. I mean, there's like always 17 different vibrators.
Well, I know.
You absolutely have to have.
I know. Why do you need a vibrator if you have a husband?
Well, maybe the assumption is that you don't do that with your husband anymore.
Is that what it is?
Or maybe your husband travels.
Then what's the lingerie for? Honestly.
And we come full circle. We do.
What? I'm totally confused.
Well, and don't forget that Goop is also where you can get that candle that smells like a vagina. And specifically Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Yeah, we all want to have a candle that smells like Gwyneth's vagina.
It's all I can think about.
I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want anything to do with it. And I guarantee that my husband doesn't either.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He doesn't.
But there is obviously a demand for this because if Goop has become a thing, it's massive.
In fact, it's become such a thing that there are gynecologists out there that have written articles on why you shouldn't like steam your vagina
or put jade eggs into it.
Don't do that.
Don't do those things.
Don't do any of those
things. I can't believe that has to be said out loud.
Yeah.
But that's actually the danger of some of these sites is that they just make up stuff willy-nilly. And if you're Gwyneth Paltrow and you have some clout, then the sheep out there will believe you.
That's
and
true.
Think, oh, well, if Gwyneth Paltrow does it, then it must be really cool.
Yeah. And I should do X with my kids. Like, as a mom, I need to be doing all of these things.
Right.
Like, listen, my mom, I was a, you know, 70s and 80s kid, and so were you. And I look back on how my mom used to parent us, and it was so free range. I mean, I'm not saying...
Well, because all they had was Dr. Spock.
Yep.
That's it. There were no lifestyle or mothering blogs, right?
No, they didn't have, and they had, if they needed advice from somebody, they either go to their friends or they'd ask, I guess, their own mother or like somebody in the family or whatever. But it's not that they really didn't get a lot of advice. They sort of just figured it out themselves, you know, and they relied on their own common sense to do it. And I, you know,
and their own parental instincts.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that's even a thing.
Yeah. And you know what? I guess I'm that kind of a parent. Like that's how I do it most of the time. I like 99.9% of the time. There's not really, I can't remember the last time that, I mean, I don't look at any of these lifestyle blogs.
I can't imagine consulting a lifestyle blog for
either.
Answers on how to parent.
Mm-mm.
This is just mind-blowing to
and
me.
And I remember when I first had my daughter, I remember buying a couple books, but I've never read them.
Like actual parenting books?
Yeah, parenting
yeah,
books.
I don't have those.
Because I thought, oh my gosh, I really want to be a great parent. And then you have them and you're like, ah, screw it. You're like, she's going to eat chicken nuggets and she's going to have fries and she's going to do all the things. And when she falls, you know, she's going to fall down and she's going to get back up and she's going to have all the failures just like I did. She's going to do all the things that I did and she's going to be fine.
Yeah.
As long as I love her with everything that's in my being, I feel like I've done okay.
Yeah.
As long as she knows she's loved. Because we're just not going to be perfect.
And the problem, too, is that with some of these sites, and even just like scrolling through an Instagram feed, it's so easy to see some of these photos of the mothers with their toddlers dancing in the fields of flowers. And then you're like, crap, I suck.
Yeah, because I don't have fields of flowers.
I don't have fields of flowers.
And I don't look like that.
And I don't have that specific vibrator.
I know.
So obviously I'm failing as a woman.
Exactly. So, this is the thing. They make you feel like total shit about yourself.
Yeah.
And I refuse to do that. You know, and then when they tell you their kids should be eating gluten-free and vegan and like the BPA stuff and all this crap.
I don't even know what?
I know. It's like plastics. They shouldn't have plastic or something. Like, I'm like, what? Like, my whole entire kitchen is plastic. And like all the stuff that they tell you, like your kids shouldn't be... That shouldn't be in your kid's life, you know? And I'm thinking, okay, I can't. God forbid, don't ever get on Pinterest.
I don't.
Because it'll make you feel completely, it'll give you all the anxiety.
And so why are we doing that?
This
How is
this
the
helpful? Thing. It's not helpful. It isn't. And I actually feel a little sorry for women. Because listen, we're older, you know, and I had my daughter a little bit older. So I was raised by a 70s mom. And so I kind of get it. And you also get it. But I look at women who are in their 20s and 30s who are having babies and they feel like they have to do all the things and be all the things. And they do. They buy into this garbage. They buy into the Goops and the Tigs and the Pooshes.
Why do we got to have names like that?
Why do we have to
have that?
And it's okay to not be like that. It's okay to let your kid free range a little bit. You know,
just trust your instincts.
Yeah.
Like as the parent of your kid, you're the only person that is the mom to that kid,
exactly,
right? And
exactly.
So at some point you have to just trust your own ability to know what's best for your own kid and not rely on these fake influencers to tell you what to do with your kid.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I look at now, like in the midst of this pandemic, man, look at how we've had to step up. And just be all the things. Be all the things.
Yeah, you got to be the homeschooler. You got to be the restaurateur.
Uh-huh.
You got to be all the things while you're working full time in most cases,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
It's a lot of pressure, but you know what? Moms do it.
Yeah, we do.
We do it
without having to rely on Pooch to tell us how.
You're right. Yep. Yep.
Also, Cart also has a camera crew following around 24/7. So I'm not going to take advice. I'm not going to take parenting advice from Cart.
Yeah.
About how to have like a real relationship with my kids.
Especially since she does have that camera crew, and you know she has a bunch of nannies.
Oh yeah.
So this is the thing. People, you know, a lot of women are looking to these celebrities to tell them how to parent. Stop doing that. You know, don't do that.
You can do this.
And even the lifestyle blogs, I think it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all there. The pictures that they put out there, they have to take like 500 pictures to get that one perfect picture.
And then you know what happens when they don't is they'll put up like a au naturel picture that's like hashtag no filter.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, this is what it's really like.
Yeah.
And then everybody will be like, oh my God, you're so brave.
Uh-huh.
You're so brave for posting an actual real life photo. And then they get compliments on that.
Yeah.
For being just normal?
No. Yeah. Crazy. Real life looks nothing like that. Real life doesn't. Real life is like a messy house and, you know, your kid is crying and, you know, people are irritated, and that's real life, right? I mean, real life is real life, and they're never going to put that out there. You know, they're just going to put the field of flowers. Give me a break.
Still want to know where those are. I don't have those.
I know, right?
Anywhere near my house.
I don't have them either. I know.
I don't even have like a lawn that looks good. Like there's all kinds of dandelions in my yard.
I know. I kill everything. I kill everything. I totally need a landscaper.
And I have to believe that. You know, I think that one of the problems that we have, not just with the lifestyle blogs, but like just with this example that we gave at the beginning of this podcast of the mom of Gretchen, mm-hmm. we're getting way too much external feedback that's constantly screaming at us, you can't ever allow your kids' feelings to be hurt.
Yes.
And that is a terrible, terrible way
God,
to parent.
That's a message. That is, yeah, you're right. That is a message that we cannot like let infiltrate our kids. Your kids are going to get their feelings hurt. Your kids are going to fail. I mean, I feel like that's one of the biggest lessons that you can teach your kids. You got to let them fail. You cannot bubble wrap your kid. That's one thing that our moms did with us, right? Yeah. Is that they let us fall down. They let us, man, I look at the just physically and emotionally. Physically, I fell down a lot. I was constantly bruised and battered from running around like a complete idiot banshee, right? And then emotionally, you know, she let me make all the mistakes and she watched, you know, from the sidelines. She watched me do it and then she'd see me cry and then I would run to her and be like, this happened. And she was there to, you know, to soothe me, but she let me do all the things.
Yeah.
And that is, and I look back on that and I think, that's a good mom.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good mom to let, because you have to go through that stuff to learn, or else you're never going to learn. And so it's hard to watch your kids go through that stuff. It's really hard as a mom. I mean, I get emotional even thinking about watching my daughter go through all the horrible things.
Right. Oh, the bull. I mean, like, especially with girls, because girls can be so nasty. Oh,
God, they're awful.
They can just be
and you
really
just,
awful.
And you know it's coming because my daughter's 10. I know it's coming and I don't want her to go through it, but you got to let them go through it and you got to just watch them.
And they get, I mean, it's part of building character and being ready to be a grown up.
Yeah.
And because there's no way that anybody gets through life without taking a couple punches.
No.
It just happens.
You can't bubble wrap them. You got to let them toughen up a little bit.
It makes me want to find Gretchen's mom and just be like, why couldn't you just say, if your daughter heard us talking about that name?
Yeah.
Because I don't even know if she heard us. It may just be that mom just being super mad on behalf of her daughter.
Yeah.
But if her daughter heard us and was like, why don't those ladies like my name, mommy? Why couldn't she just say, who cares what those ladies think?
Exactly.
Who gives a rat's ass what two strangers on the radio think of
your
name?
Totally. That's exactly what she should have said. That's what she should say when it comes to anybody that says anything about her. Who cares? Because the only thing that matters is what you think about yourself.
And ostensibly, again, this was a woman who, she called herself a conservative who listened to our show and now never will again.
Yeah.
Because we don't like her daughter's name.
It's crazy, isn't it?
That's just nuts.
It's crazy.
And we've all become just a total bunch of pussies. This is ridiculous.
I know. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
We have to share some wonderful people out there who took the time, and I hope more do, to write us some nice comments on the Apple Podcast platform. It's where you can actually give a review, like a 5-star review to this podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast, and you can also leave a comment like this person did. Reno Mellon said, these two chicks are an absolute treasure. I don't think I've ever been called a treasure before.
I don't think
before.
So either. That's like the sweetest thing.
Oh, my God.
So sweet.
Funny, irreverent, smart, and truly hilarious. Everything they do and say is spot on. Please, 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 ladies, keep up the good work. And to everyone out there in podcast land, subscribe. What are you waiting for? Do it.
Do it. Totally do it. We hope that you will subscribe.
This one from Chuck in Boise. I love that there's a lot of men out there that are listening to. Chuck in Boise says, my coworker and I work in a hospital, and lately things have been less than fun with all the COVID stuff.
God bless you.
Yeah. But Mock's laugh and Daisy's Bernie imitation brighten our shift.
What do you got? Hey, what's up, Boise? I just like...
I love it. Oh, and then lastly, from Texas Rose 95. Y'all are so much fun to listen to. I'm always catching the Facebook Lives and love these podcasts. Daisy rocks impersonating Bernie, one of my favorites. Keep up the great work. Love from Texas. And that's a good reminder, if you haven't been following our Facebook Lives, we do them every morning between 7:30 and 8 a.m. Eastern.
Yes.
On Facebook, at the Chicks on the Right Facebook page, and have so much fun. We've been getting a couple thousand, up to 3,000 people are there at a time, and they're all commenting, and we're all engaged and chatting, and it's super
and
fun.
And if you don't catch them live, you can catch them on YouTube after the fact. So we have the Mock and Daisy show on YouTube that you can catch, and then also just check us out on our Facebook page. It's Chicks on the Right. And then our website, of course, chicksontheright.com. And then also on Instagram and Twitter, at Chicks on Right. And you know what? We hope that all the moms out there celebrate you this week.
And your style of momming.
Your style of momming. Also the stepmoms, because I'm a stepmom. Sometimes we get, you know, a bad rap, especially in the movies.
When your name's Gretchen.
We're not wicked. We're always portrayed as wicked. That irritates the crap out of me. Some of us are actually really cool. So all the
Julia Roberts was cool.
It's like the only...
In the stepmom.
It's like the one movie. It drives me nuts. So props to the stepmoms out there who are doing it right, because, you know, I see you and I love you and you're awesome. So good for you. And so stepmoms, moms, all the, you know, dog moms, all those other moms, whatever, the moms, all the moms out there. We love you and we appreciate you and we hope that you celebrate you this week. So you do you.
That's right. And we will talk to you next week.
Yeah.